Welcome to episode 985 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we wrap up our week-long study of the second epistle from the Apostle Paul to Timothy.
Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, and those living in the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed at Corinth, and I left Trophimus, sick, at Miletus. Do your best to get here before winter. Eubulus sends you greetings, and so do Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers and sisters. May the Lord be with your spirit, and may his grace be with all of you.
2 Timothy contains several lesser-known stories and personal mentions that provide a glimpse into the lives and relationships of early Christians. Here are some notable yet often overlooked elements. Phygellus and Hermogenes abandon Paul. Paul mentions two individuals, Phygellus and Hermogenes, who turned away from him, along with many others in the province of Asia. This mention hints at a larger context of abandonment and betrayal Paul faced during his imprisonment. These individuals may have been former companions or supporters who distanced themselves due to fear of persecution or disillusionment with his suffering. Their mention reflects the reality that not all who followed Paul remained steadfast. Onesiphorus' faithful service. In contrast to Phygellus and Hermogenes, Paul commends Onesiphorus, who sought him out and visited him in prison. Paul notes Onesiphorus often refreshed him and was not ashamed of his chains. This small but significant mention illustrates the courage and loyalty of Onesiphorus, who risked his own safety to bring comfort to Paul. Paul even prays for Onesiphorus and his household, asking for God's mercy on him, particularly on the day of judgment. This brief story shows the power of faithful friendship and support during times of hardship. Alexander the Coppersmith's opposition. Paul warns Timothy about Alexander the Coppersmith, who did him great harm. Though details are sparse, it is clear that Alexander actively opposed Paul's ministry and possibly influenced others to turn against him as well. Paul advises Timothy to be on guard against Alexander, as he strongly opposed their message. This mention highlights the real and often hostile opposition faced by early Christian leaders from specific individuals. Paul's cloak, books, and parchments. Paul asks Timothy to bring his cloak, books, and parchments that he left, likely unexpectedly, with Carpus at Troas. This request gives us a glimpse into Paul's practical and personal side. The cloak was likely needed to keep warm in the cold, damp prison. The books and parchments were likely for study, writing, or personal devotion. This detail reflects Paul's commitment to learning, teaching, and preparation, even in the final days of his life. Mention of Jannes and Jambres. Paul references two names, Jannes and Jambres, who are not directly mentioned in the Old Testament, but are traditionally understood to be the magicians who opposed Moses in Pharaoh's court. Paul compares them to false teachers who resist truth, saying they have corrupt minds and are rejected concerning the faith. This unique reference draws from Jewish tradition and underscores the enduring resistance to God's truth throughout history. Paul's expectation of death. Paul speaks with poignancy about his impending death, saying, "I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near." He reflects on his life and ministry with a sense of completion, stating, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." This stands as a testimony to Paul's commitment to the gospel, even in the face of death.
"I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing."
Trophimus left sick in Miletus. Paul mentions he left Trophimus, a companion, sick in Miletus. This reminds us that even in the age of the apostles, divine healing was not always guaranteed, and practical realities like illness affected early Christian missions. Trophimus' situation highlights the human aspect of the early church and the physical challenges they faced. Miletus was an ancient Greek city located on the western coast of Asia Minor, in what is now modern-day Turkey. It was situated near the mouth of the Meander River, now the Büyük-Menderes River, and lay on the coast of the Aegean Sea. In antiquity, Miletus was one of the most prominent and influential cities of Ionia, a region known for significant contributions to Greek culture, philosophy, and science. Trophimus is mentioned as one of Paul's companions during his third missionary journey. He traveled with Paul to Jerusalem, where his presence would later cause a significant uproar. In Acts 24, he is listed among a group of delegates from various churches who accompanied Paul to deliver a financial offering to the church in Jerusalem, demonstrating his commitment to supporting the early Christian community. The most notable event involving Trophimus occurs in Jerusalem, where his presence led to Paul's arrest. According to Acts 21, verses 27 to 29, some Jews from Asia recognized Paul in the temple and falsely accused him of bringing Trophimus, a Gentile, into the temple's inner court, where non-Jews were forbidden. This accusation led to a violent uproar and Paul's arrest by Roman authorities. The incident underscores the tensions between Jewish Christians and Gentile converts in the early church and highlights the controversies surrounding Paul's ministry to the Gentiles. There are some early church writings that suggest Trophimus might have continued to minister in the region of Asia Minor after Paul's death, indicating that he recovered from the illness in Miletus, but details remain scarce. Eubulus, Pudens, Linus, and Claudia. At the end of his letter, Paul sends greetings from several lesser-known individuals: Eubulus, Pudens, Linus, and Claudia. While we know little about these people, their inclusion shows the broad network of believers who supported Paul and were involved in the early Christian community. There is very little known about Eubulus beyond this mention in Paul's letter. Tradition does not attribute a specific role or story to him, but his inclusion suggests he was a part of the Christian community in Rome, and possibly one of Paul's supporters or fellow laborers during his imprisonment. According to early church tradition, Linus is believed to be one of the first bishops of Rome, possibly the successor to the Apostle Peter. He is listed as the first pope or bishop in the apostolic constitutions, and is often regarded as a martyr, though there is no historical evidence of his martyrdom. Linus is mentioned by Paul indicates he was already a prominent member of the Roman Christian community during Paul's final imprisonment. His role as a leader in the early church solidifies his importance in early Christianity. According to tradition, Pudens was a Roman nobleman or soldier who converted to Christianity, possibly under the influence of Paul. Some traditions identify Pudens as a Roman senator who became a Christian. There are theories that he might have hosted a house church in Rome. Some sources even suggest that Pudens was married to Claudia, who is mentioned alongside him, and they were early converts to Christianity. In later Christian tradition, Pudens is sometimes regarded as a saint. His home is sometimes thought to be the location of the Ecclesia Pudentiana, one of the earliest Christian congregations in Rome, and later associated with the Church of Santa Pudenciana. An ancient inscription found in Chichester, England, refers to a Claudia, who was the daughter of a British king, and it is theorized that this might be the same Claudia mentioned by Paul. The poet Martial also mentions a Roman couple, Pudens and Claudia, which some scholars think might refer to the same people. Claudia's inclusion in Paul's greeting suggests that she was an active member of the early Christian community in Rome, and possibly part of a household that provided hospitality or support to Paul. These little-known stories and personal references in 2 Timothy provide a deeper, more textured understanding of the early Christian community's challenges, relationships, and resilience. They show that the ministry of the apostles was not only about preaching and teaching, but also about navigating complex social, personal, and spiritual dynamics in a world often hostile to their message. Father, help us to learn from the faithfulness of those in Scripture who followed you despite the challenges they faced. May we be strengthened to stand firm in our own faith, supporting one another as a true community of believers. Empower us to be courageous in love and service, just as your early followers were. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.